Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
The Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
Welcome to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is our only reward. I am your host, Andy. We have the whole crew here, as we always do. Nicholas, you are on Instagram at nwalt25.tutp. Say hey to listeners.
Evening, Governor. Wait, is it dot or underscore? I can't remember.
I'm showing a dot.
Then I believe you.
Okay.
All right. Maybe I have another one with underscore.
I have a feeling if they searched NWALT25, they're gonna
find me.
Yeah. Brian, BM Queener, the host of tonight's trivia.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
How you feeling tonight?
Feeling good.
Yeah, you like what you've written for us?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I'm curious to learn about it. Kelly, K underscore, Ray, 22. What's up, buddy?
Hi.
Hi. Oh, that's very somber. Everything all right over there?
I'm tired.
Are you? I'm getting that vibe, actually. The Good Doctor. Good. DR13 on Instagram. How we doing over there, Doc?
Hey, everybody.
Ooh, there's the energy I was looking for.
Wow. Can't control the volume of voice.
Hey. Oh, man. That's great. That's a great video or a great, very quotable movie. All right. As I mentioned, Brian is going to host our trivia tonight. He has dropped a hint on us. We're a little nervous about the topic. You, of course, know it already. It is American cults.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be rough.
Oh, I don't know how I feel about going into a trivia about that.
No three.
Well, that's four more than I know, to steal a line from Nick.
I forgot about that one.
That's National Parks. Go check that out. Episode 4. All right. First thing we're going to do is hit the question of the week. This comes from a listener. She's a dedicated listener. Cammie is her name. It came in through Instagram. What song would you pick as the staple song in your life? Man, that is open to interpretation. She goes on to say the song that never gets old and is always at the top of your playlist.
Man, I have a bunch of those.
I know, right? I mean, we could do a whole show on this topic.
I have a lot of those. Yeah.
Well, we got to narrow it down.
I can do one.
I'm going to give you one and maybe an honorable mention just because I like to list two all the time.
Yeah, you do.
Drive Scott nuts.
I'm going to give you a multiple choice.
Yeah.
Any song off the Bob Marley Legend album.
Oh, that's okay. That is your, I think you've described that previously, is that's how your heart beats.
Correct.
Yeah, I hear you there. Doc, I want you to pick mine because you know it.
I do?
You definitely know it because when we just, listeners, when we are at the bar, we don't do that too much anymore. But when it's time to play the jukebox, we often hand our phone to Scott when we buy tokens in the Touch Tunes. And he always plays this song for me.
Okay, well, I have one in mind and it is Peaceful Easy Feeling by the Eagle.
Nailed it.
Wow.
That is my song.
That or Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Oh, that's also a good one.
Anything in her kettle. Yeah.
Peaceful, Easy Feeling by the Eagles. It is just, you are with, I mean, it is telling the story of being with the person you're meant to be with. Wherever she is my comfort zone.
Or he.
For me. I'm talking about for me.
He was too.
Or he.
Right, exactly.
He didn't stutter.
Or one of you, I guess. But yeah, no, that is, I can never imagine getting sick of that song.
Oh, nice.
Great song.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Who's up?
I'll go.
All right. Let's do it.
I mean, this is an impossible question for me. So I am going to go with not based on content, but Your Love by The Outfield to me is like a quintessential 80s song. As soon as you hear it, you're immediately back in the mid 80s. And it never gets old. I mean, it's about cheating on your girlfriend or significant other.
I don't think I knew that.
So the content is awful. But the song is like so quintessentially 80s that it never gets old. I will never skip it if it comes on the radio or on my, you know, through Apple Music or whatever. It's just, to me, always on in my head, mm-hmm. playing in the background.
Joseph's on a vacation far away.
Did you see the video I sent you?
I haven't watched it, no.
Okay, so during the Blues game the other night, Blues playoffs playing at Winnipeg, that song came on, and they have video of the coach, the Blues coach, on the, he was singing it.
Oh, yeah.
He was on, in the bench, like, in the middle of the game, like, he's looking up and singing the, I'm like, that's fantastic.
It wasn't that song, was it?
Yeah, it was Your Love, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. Nice. I was like, that's fantastic.
Nice. Mine doesn't really speak as far as, like, you know, being meaningful or having something to do with my life per se. But it is Thuggish Ruggish Bone by Bone Thugs and Harmony. Yes, okay.
I love that. I kind of thought that was coming.
Yeah.
I kind of did.
It's always on the top of my list, and it's significant. So it came out, I want to say, in 94. And this is at the time,
right.
Graduating eighth grade, going into high school. And it's been mentioned before, I went to a Catholic grade school. Mm-hmm. So not a lot of exposure to all different types of art.
Thug life.
Yes. Thug life. Yeah. So it was at the park. I want to say it was like the bonfire for a football game. Mm-hmm. And the DJ put on that song, and I heard that song for the first time and instantly fell in love with rap music from that point forward.
Oh, really?
That was the song.
Entry into hip hop.
That was the song.
Wow.
Yes. He bought a gun the next day.
his wardrobe changed.
Everything changed. Yeah. My entire life changed after that moment.
No kidding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, very good. That's funny that you have such a defined and specific memory of that song. I mean, I guess that's why
there's the moment.
It's the answer. Yeah. B, what do you have here for us, brother?
Yeah, like Scott said, it's kind of impossible.
Yeah.
I mean, I have one. I'd have to go with Two Step by the Dave Matthews Band.
Okay.
Actually, I might go with Two Step by just him and Tim Reynolds, actually. Live acoustic.
Off the album you mentioned in a previous episode.
So if I had to
Desert
pick
Island.
One, that would probably be it.
Mm-hmm.
Close second, though, might be Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Like, because, you know, if you're stuck somewhere by yourself, it's going to make you feel good. It's a feel-good song.
That's it. Yeah, it's a shoulder shaker.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
All right. Well, thank you, Cammy, for submitting that question for us to discuss. If you would like to submit your question, we are sweetening the deal. We have coupon codes for our merch that we are prepared to send you if you send your question in, and we use it on air. So don't send a stinker in. Make it a good one. We'll select it, and then we'll reach back out to you to get you that coupon code. Otherwise, you can get it to us through our email address, theultimatetriviapodcast@gmail.com, the website, theultimatetriviapodcast.com, and all the same social media sites you've been engaging with us already. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Brian?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Ready to rock?
Let's do it.
Mic's all yours.
All right. So, as Andy mentioned, we're diving into the world of American cults. So, today's trivia is a little different as we're doing multiple choice. So,
thank goodness.
We're going to give a chance and see how that goes.
Now I suddenly feel at least I got a fighting chance here a little.
So, maybe a 1 in 4 chance?
Yeah. Well, yeah, ultimately. Well, we don't know how many options.
That's true, too.
Good math.
Thanks.
American cults are often characterized by strong, charismatic leaders, extreme devotion to a set of beliefs or a person, and a tendency to manipulate and isolate members. Many cults also feature an apocalyptic worldview, emphasizing the imminent end of the world and salvation through the cult's teachings. While some cults are overtly religious, others may be based on political ideologies or self-help systems. So, are you boys ready to do this?
So, religion.
Easy slugger. We don't want to alienate anybody. But yeah, they do seem to either be religiously tied specifically. I can't say I can't think of really any, but about one or two of them. But
you may not fare well then.
Yeah, I'm going to struggle. All right, well, let's begin the misery. Huh?
All right, here we go.
It's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on American cults. It will be multiple choice. And Brian is our host tonight. Here's how it works. He'll read the questions. We'll write the answers on our whiteboards. We're probably just going to write the letters. When he says reveal, we'll have to give it to him. And when he awards us a point, Nick will tally. And if not, well, I don't know if we have enough insults because it's going to get pretty ugly in here with the wrong answers. So we'll just see who ends up on top today. Take it away, B.
All right. You guys ready to do it? Question number one. Which cult was led by Jim Jones and ended in a mass suicide in Jonestown, Guyana in 1978? A, Heaven's Gate. B, the Manson Family. C, People's Temple, or D, the Branch Davidians?
Okay. Actually, I lied. I'm going to write the actual answer down because I think can't remember which one it actually is associated
with. Oh, yeah. Really? I don't remember them all then.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I think you'd be okay either way, right?
You're okay with just the letter?
You can do the letter or the answer. I mean, I'll, you know.
Can we get it one more time? I don't remember the questions.
Which cult was led by Jim Jones and ended in a mass suicide in Jonestown, Guyana in 1978? A, Heaven's Gate. B, the Manson Family. C, People's Temple. Or D, the Branch Davidians.
Thank you for rereading those options.
Absolutely.
All right.
Wow. Do you guys actually have an idea on this?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
I got it down to 50-50.
Process of elimination.
Yeah, I know. I got two. Oh,
I got it down to 50-50. All right. You guys ready?
I know it's not two.
Okay. Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and reveal.
All right.
Andy has C, People's Temple. We got A, Heaven's Gate from Nick. Heaven's Gate from Scott. And People's Temple from Kelly. The correct answer is C, People's Temple.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Good job, Kelly.
Good job, Andy.
Thank Jones, started the cult, I think, originally in San Francisco.
Jim Jones.
And then ended up down in South America. But, yeah, he promised a utopian society, but it ended in a mass suicide with over 900 people losing their lives.
Was that the Kool-Aid, the Kool-Aid one or the Flavor-Aid one? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Goodness.
Wow. Yeah, I can't say I've ever heard of that particular one.
I remember. What year was it?
Yeah, let's give
1978.
I was going to say I remember
that.
It was the People's what?
Temple.
People's Temple.
Obviously.
I've never heard of that
one. I actually watched the special. I think a lot of people are familiar with the phrase, you know, drink
the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, drinking the Kool-Aid.
I'm pretty sure that's where it came from.
Yeah. So, which is tied to that.
Isn't that when a senator got shot too? Like you went down there to help a government?
Yeah, there was like a Netflix or something. I watched it 2 years ago. There was a special on it.
This guy.
Yeah.
Big brain on Kelly over there.
All right. Question number two. What was the infamous belief of Heaven's Gate cult members that led to their mass suicide in 1997? A, the world was ending in 2000. B, a spaceship was trailing the Hale-Bopp comet. C, they were reincarnated gods. Or D, they would be saved by aliens in the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, man.
All of the above.
Oh, yeah, right?
Okay. I actually think I have an answer here.
Yeah, I remember, vaguely remember this, but we'll see.
Anybody want me to read that again?
Yeah, let's do it one more time.
I thought this was the Kool-Aid one.
What was the infamous belief of Heaven's Gate cult members that led to their mass suicide in 1997? A, the world was ending in 2000. B, a spaceship was trailing the Hale-Bopp comet. C, they were reincarnated gods. Or D, they would be saved by aliens in the Bermuda Triangle.
Mm-hmm. All are very plausible, which makes it difficult to choose.
All very common sense beliefs. That's why this is tough. It's real tough.
It all adds up.
Yeah.
It all
adds up.
Yeah, they got me sold on not even one of these four.
Yeah, well.
Except for the mass suicide part.
Yeah, that's the trigger.
Everybody got something?
Yes, sure. Sir.
Yep.
All right, let's reveal. Andy has B, the Hale-Bopp comet. We have Saved by Aliens from Nick. Hale-Bopp comet by Scotty and the Hale-Bopp comet by Kelly. The correct answer is the Hale-Bopp comet.
Oh, wow. Yeah, all right.
Okay.
So they believe that death would take their souls to an alien spacecraft behind the comet.
Was this the one with the Nikes?
Naturally.
They were all wearing the same Nikes?
I think that was the Jim Jones one earlier.
Oh, yeah. Man, I really got it backwards.
It's the Kool-Aid. I think it's the Kool-Aid one, yeah.
This one's the Kool-Aid one?
No.
No.
The Nike one was the Kool-Aid one.
People's Temple.
Oh, okay. Jeez. No idea.
I have to admit, I've heard of this one at least. I remember the Hale-Bopp comet, and so I remember it being tied to that. But when this sort of news came on, I can't say that I locked in on it. So
I've never even heard of the comet either.
Two for two, baby.
Oh, I was looking for something to believe in, so I was lost. So I remember a lot of these.
You really? No, okay. I can see that for you.
I remember the spaceship. That's all I remember.
But you're on the spaceship.
He's a nut job.
All right, guys. So we are going into question three. So Charles Manson claimed to receive messages through which famous musical group's songs? A, the Rolling Stones. B, the Beatles. C, Led Zeppelin, or D, Pink Floyd?
Give me the options again.
A, the Rolling Stones, B, the Beatles, C, Led Zeppelin, or D, Pink Floyd?
I actually am putting out an answer.
I actually consider this a layup.
This is a layup?
I thought it was a layup. Right. Like, I really did.
Oh, God. I'm definitely out of my element.
I don't know the answer. I think there might be a hint of it in the brain somewhere, but it's different than the one that feels right.
Gotcha. None of this feels right to me.
Well, they're close. That's why it doesn't feel right.
Yeah, yeah, well, too many.
I started writing down before you gave the options.
Yeah,
I'm like, I nailed it. And it wasn't.
None of it was.
Son of a.
Did you leave it? You should have left it.
No, I did not leave it. But I'll tell you why I changed my answer. Because it wasn't a choice. I wrote down my answer for a specific reason.
Okay. So.
All right, we ready?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Sure.
All right, let's go. We got D, Pink Floyd, from Andy. We got the Rolling Stones from Nick. We got the Beatles from Scotty. The Beatles from Kelly. The correct answer is the Beatles.
Oh, wow.
Specifically, he thought the song Helter Skelter was a prophecy of an apocalyptic race war.
Oh,
the name of his book.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I knew that. I knew that. It was his
when
book.
Brian said, I think this is a layup, because he's such a Beatles fan, that's why I went with the Beatles.
Oh, gotcha.
My bad.
Okay.
Dang, no. I didn't think about that.
You got to know the man.
You got to be in tune, yeah.
That's right. You don't play the cards.
Like, but
play.
It's not about being smart. I knew that one, but like what I'm thinking, I think of Helter Skelter and then that connect the Beatles afterwards, because Helter Skelter, like you said, was
yes.
I mean, that was a big, yeah. All right, so number four, guys. You ready? Which cult was involved in a deadly 1993 standoff with the FBI in Waco, Texas? A, Scientology. B, the 12 Tribes. C, the Branch Davidians. Or D, the Family International?
Like, I know this cult, like, as far as the guy. I'm not 100% sure on the actual answer. Yeah.
Are you making up the other options? Because I haven't heard of the rest of Scientology. No. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. No, I'm not making them up.
That's kind of
fun. Good. That's good. That would have been fun. I should have.
That would have been.
That would have kind of fun, actually.
Oh, yeah. It really made me look stupid.
Yeah, ditto.
You know?
It's kind of a cult of personality.
Well done. Well done.
All right.
All right. You guys got something?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's reveal. We got the Branch Davidians from Andy. We got the Branch Davidians from Nick. From Scott and from Kelly, and that is the correct answer.
Oh, thank goodness.
It's the only one I knew.
So let's go ahead and jump in that a little bit. So anybody know how long that siege lasted? It was quite an ordeal.
78 days?
I don't know where that came from, but no.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. 23.
It was 51 days.
It should have been a typewriter.
78. What an idiot.
Yeah. It lasted a long time. So 76 people were killed.
I mean,
including the leader, David Koresh.
That's the name. Image in my head is a tank driving its turret through a stone wall of some kind. Yeah.
I think it was actually a standoff with the ATF until the very end when the FBI came in.
Yeah. Who was the lead agent? Is it Furman?
No, that's OJ. But the lead agent. It was like a rogue guy, right?
He was rogue?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, not the X-Men lady, but.
Oh, no.
I'm going to go with either Tommy Lee Jones or.
It's controversial.
That's funny. He went off book.
Yeah, that's right.
He's gone rogue.
All right. So we're moving on to question five. After that, we're going to get a score check from Nicholas.
Got it.
So which famous actor was born into the Children of God cult? Is it A, Keanu Reeves, B, Joaquin Phoenix, C, Johnny Depp, or D, Leonardo DiCaprio? Which famous actor was born into the Children of God cult? Keanu Reeves, Joaquin Phoenix, Johnny Depp, or Leonardo DiCaprio?
Maybe I don't. I don't know. Maybe I dreamt it, but I feel okay about this.
I've never heard of this either.
Have you? I don't know, but I think so.
I don't think I have. I feel like I'm 50-50, but I still have.
There were two names that popped into my head, and one of them appeared on this.
Really?
Okay.
Dang it.
Go with that.
That's, of course, what we're doing.
Complete shot in the dark.
All right, you guys got something?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Let's reveal. We got B, Joaquin Phoenix from Andy. Joaquin Phoenix Joaquin Phoenix all the round, and that is the correct answer.
Wow. Okay.
He was born into that cult and raised for a brief time in the cult, him and his siblings, and they left it at a later
point. I think Rose McGowan was in that, too. Why do I know that? I don't know. I heard that somewhere.
Yep.
And then there was a guy from Smallville or something, too, at some...
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that.
No. I'm going to have to trust
Superman?
Me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dean Cain.
He was Kryptonian, not Coltian. Okay, that's not the same thing.
Oh, my bad.
All right, so we've been through five. Let's get a score check. Nick, what you got?
All right, I am bringing up the rear with two. Shocked that I have that many. Scott and Andy both have four. Okay, Ray, 5 for 5.
Twisted and demented.
Perfect game on the multiple choice so far.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Good stuff.
He's a good guesser.
Yeah, I like letters.
All right, so let's push on here to number six. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. The Church of Scientology was founded by which science fiction writer? A. Isaac Asimov, B. Ray Bradbury, C. Philip K. Dick, or D. Ron Hubbard? Let me repeat the D. It's actually L. Ron Hubbard.
Oh, okay.
Man. So the Church of Scientology was founded by which science fiction writer?
Like, is his name E-L-R-O-N, like Elron, or the letter L?
Period.
A-Ron.
What? So A, Isaac Asimov, B, Ray Bradbury, C, Philip K. Dick, or D, L. Ron Hubbard?
This is the first one I actually feel good about.
Really?
Yeah.
100%.
I got, yeah. Really?
I think
yeah.
so.
Hundo, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty good.
Okay. Well, there we go.
All right. Let's reveal.
Okay.
We got Ron Hubbard. Ron Hubbard. Ron Hubbard all the way around, and that is the correct answer.
Yeah. Wow. All right.
Why?
I don't know. I just that name.
I watched several documentaries about the Church of Scientology.
So the name, association.
Yeah. Yes. He wrote Dianetics and claimed it is the foundation for spiritual enlightenment.
What did he write?
What is it called?
Dianetics.
Dianetics.
Mm-hmm. Kelly, you read that one. You're a reader.
I did not read that, but like Scott, I've seen several documentaries on this weirdo.
He just kept trying different things. You know, science fiction writer. I think Dianetics was a mental health like book. Eventually, you know, came up with this Church of Scientology. Yeah.
Still going, right?
He wrote a fiction.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote some fiction.
Living
people
fiction.
Are like, hey, that sounds like a good idea.
Right. Right.
All right.
All right. Moving on to number seven. Someone alluded to this earlier, I believe. Which cult recruited members from college campuses and dressed in identical blackout Nike shoes? Was it A, the Children of God, B, the Source Family, C, Heaven's Gate, or D, Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints?
I got to hear at least the options again.
I'll read. Which cult recruited members from college campuses and dressed in identical blackout Nike shoes? Was it A, the Children of God, B, the Source Family, C, Heaven's Gate, or D, Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints?
Throwing a dart. That's all I got nothing.
Hang on here. I got to write something.
Kelly, you feel good? You came up with a quick one.
I'm 50-50.
Really?
You've heard of this, though. Yes, I have.
So the Nikes, well, I don't want to.
Sorry, Brian.
Away, but the Nikes I was referencing earlier were not blacked out.
What are the names? Just the options again.
Yeah. A, Children of God. B, the Source Family. C, Heaven's Gate. Or D, Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Source Family. Like, not Air Force One Family?
No.
Okay.
Like Latter-day Saints, like the Mormons?
FLDS, baby.
I guess.
Is that a derivative? The fundamental part is derivative of that?
That's what I would say.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. No.
It's irrelevant. I'm shooting from the hip here.
Yeah, touche.
Might as well. All right, let's reveal, boys. All right. We got the Children of God from Andy, the Children of God from Nick, Children of God from Scotty, and Heaven's Gate from Kelly. The correct answer is still perfect, Heaven's Gate.
Oh, wow. Man, I even called it earlier and said that.
So I thought about the fundamentalist just because, you know, the Church of Latter-day Saints, you know, they send out people two by two.
Mm-hmm.
They do go to college campuses.
Mm-hmm. So okay.
I thought, oh, maybe the fundamentalist group would do the same thing.
I remember Heaven's Gate, the Hale-Bopp Comet. They all had Nikes on like Forrest Gump wore when he ran.
They dressed the same and made videos of themselves looking the same and doing eerie like farewell videos.
Yeah.
I didn't think it'd be that because we already had a question about it.
Oh, Nick's getting in his head again.
No, that's serious. I got in my own head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. No, that's safe.
Yeah. You would think. That one got Brian hosting.
Perfect over there.
Mm-hmm.
Calling it.
You calling it? He's going to make it?
No, I'm calling it out so that we can spoil it here. I'm nipping at the heels.
Juju out there.
Yeah, I was.
This guy.
All right, question number 8. After this, we'll get a score check. The Children of God cult, later renamed the Family International, was known for using what controversial practice? Was it A, bloodletting rituals, B, polygamy, C, flirty fishing, which is using sex to recruit members to the cult, or D, sleep deprivation as initiation?
I'm such a loss.
I'm going to need them again.
Yeah. The Children of God cult, later renamed the Family International, was known for using what controversial practice? Was it A, bloodletting rituals, B, polygamy, C, flirty fishing, which is using sex to recruit followers, and then D, sleep deprivation as initiation.
Man, this is going to hit with a very specific audience. Right?
It is?
Well, yeah, I think so.
You're saying this episode in general?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought that was like the question.
You know?
So, oh, yeah. I mean,
certainly documentary people.
Yeah.
Who will watch.
I agree. An Americana, right? I mean, this is pop culture-y, not in the sense that we typically refer to it as. But
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times it's both interesting and disturbing at the same time.
Yeah, well said.
Yeah.
I'm sure Brian's other friends and his weird chat groups that he's in, that when they discuss this stuff, I'm sure they're going to be listening to this episode.
Is this where he goes when he works on Tuesday nights?
The mafia stuff. You said you want to be a hitman whenever we were trading services. Right. I mean,
some dark things going on over here.
I'm saying. Yeah.
You might want to talk to somebody. Professional, not someone in a cult, maybe.
Yeah.
And, you know.
That's how it starts.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, guys. Let's reveal.
Yeah.
All right. We got flirty fishing, bloodletting from Nick, flirty fishing from Scott, and sleep deprivation from Kelly. The correct answer is flirty fishing.
Boom, what? Baby.
They believe that women could convert men to their beliefs through sexual relations.
Well, they are right.
I knew that was
that's true.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's not really far-fetched.
No, that's
right. I knew this was a thing, and I knew the term, but I had no idea which cult it was
associated with.
And I know polygamy is a thing.
Yeah.
I've
never heard of it.
I have to admit that I went with it just because of the options available. That's the only one that isn't an obvious option.
Okay.
Right?
That makes sense.
I've wanted to go with that one, I'd never heard of that.
Never.
So.
All right. Nice job, B.
Yeah.
All
right. After 8, let's get a score check.
All right. I'm still in last. I have 3. Scott and Andy have 6. Closing that gap with Kelly, who has 7.
All right.
Nail biter.
We got some, it's coming down.
I'm a spectator, but I'll keep playing.
Hmm.
All right, boys. Number 9. Which cult leader styled himself as the Lamb of God and claimed to be the final prophet? A, Charles Manson, B, David Koresh, C, Marshall Applewhite, or D, Jim Jones? So which cult leader styled himself as the Lamb of God and claimed to be the final prophet? You got Manson, David Koresh, Marshall Applewhite, or Jim Jones?
All right. Kelly, how you feel?
I thought I was 100%, but now I'm 50-50.
Okay. Just reading those names. What a good group of guys. Solid group of individuals. You know?
You want to have a cup of coffee with a guy?
Yeah.
One of these guys.
Hey, I'd like to listen to that podcast. That's all I'm saying. Right. Just put those four
in. My eyes would bleed if I had to listen to that.
All right. Oh, Kelly's second guess.
Kelly's second guess.
No.
Do it. Do it. Come on, you flirty fish. Do it.
All right, go.
That's his new nickname.
We got something, boys? All right, let's do it.
Kelly, are you ready?
All right, we got David Koresh from Andy, Jim Jones from Nick, David Koresh from Scotty and Charles Manson from Kelly.
We got a tie game, baby.
The correct answer is David Koresh.
Yeah. Oh.
Is that what you were going to switch to?
Yes, it was. Oh. I couldn't pull the trigger.
Yeah.
So he took control of the Branch Davidians and stockpiled weapons and preps for the end of the times.
I just remember the movie about that and him saying, I'm the Lamb of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang it.
That was a good. Was that a Netflix too with Taylor?
Kirsch? Oh, Taylor Kirsch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
He played David Koresh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
One of the Culkin boys was in it. Yeah, I mean, that's a good one. Yeah.
Didn't watch it, obviously.
And the actual documentary they did on Netflix on it was interesting as well.
Yeah. Was it a, what do they call it? Where they act it out, or they actually show scenes and have actors. Docudrama, yeah.
No, it was actual footage.
It was
footage.
A movie.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Stuff. The Taylor Kirsch was a movie, yeah.
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 All right, coming down to one question here.
Nail-biter.
I'm just going to tell you right now, this is the easiest question of the night, I think.
What? In your opinion, are you serious?
In my opinion, the easiest question.
Oh, boy.
As a cult expert.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go that far, but it is an easy one.
As a fan of cults.
So if you do get it wrong, you're gonna. Okay.
What you're gonna be insulted if we don't know about the cult? If we're not gonna be simple friends one. Anymore because we don't know about the cult.
I think you'll find out when I ask the question. I'm very
writing a calculus trivia next week.
I have no confidence.
You're fine.
Okay. All right.
I shan't.
Which of the following is considered a new religious movement, but is often criticized as a cult due to its secretive nature and celebrity involvement? A. Zen Buddhism. B. Scientology. C. Hare Krishna. Or D. Mormonism.
Lay up.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. I don't think I need to read it again, do I?
No.
Okay. I don't think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather you didn't.
Oh, here we go.
When I look at Nick, I just remember the Titans.
Oh, that's number 40.
All right, we got Scientology from Andy and all the way around, and that is the correct answer.
All right. Wow. Good job, Nick.
Thanks.
It's been a while.
Despite legal recognition as a religion, it faced scrutiny for alleged course of practices and aggressive legal tactics. I think there's been a lot of documentaries and stuff on this, and it's very interesting, but wow.
You think it's generally accepted as a... As a cult as opposed to a religion?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I would, admittedly, my brain would lean that way anyway, but I'm a little bit cynical to that sort of thing anyway, as Kelly is as well.
Tell me the difference.
Well, I'd prefer not to get into that debate on the air, but.
You started it.
Yeah, you're right. I did start.
Well. Yeah. After the 10 rounds, I'll go ahead and jump in for you there, B.
I bummed that.
Sorry,
one.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah. I ended up with 4, which I'm kind of impressed with. And then we have a 3-way tie with the rest of you. 8 each.
Wow.
8 out of 10.
We ever had a 3-way tie going into it?
I have. Oh.
But going into a tiebreaker?
Yes. That's what I'm referring to.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's happened before.
Dude, what were you thinking?
I wasn't thinking anything.
He definitely paused.
I didn't giggle. Andy giggled. Andy got a peaceful, easy feeling and giggled.
Ryan, tell me you wrote a tiebreaker question.
I did, of course.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do it.
So, in February of 1993 until April 19th of 93, there's a 51-day standoff called the Waco Siege, also known as the Waco Massacre. 82 people were killed all in total. How many federal agents were killed during that siege?
Boy.
Whoa.
Can we
82 total died.
Okay.
But how many died from the federal agents?
I'm guessing based that this doesn't no longer exist, it wasn't 82 federal agents. They didn't make it out of there. So obviously they didn't win.
Yeah.
But the question is how many federal agents died?
Correct.
Okay. Just want to clarify.
Yep.
82 total, though.
Correct.
Okay.
How many federal agents died? I'm glad I'm not part of this. I feel like I would have heard the question wrong and answer like 103. Out of the 83, I got 103.
All right. I got something. It's a dart throw. As many of our tiebreakers are.
We like them.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
All
right.
You guys ready?
Ready.
Let's reveal. We got 22 from Andy. I can't see Scott's.
Four.
We got 3. Congratulations to Dr. Queener. He was on the button. Four federal agents died.
Oh, man.
I knew it was only a handful. So.
Yeah. Congratulations. You didn't know that was the answer. All I knew was
the number of, I don't know the exact number, but of Branch Davidians. I thought the number was in the 70s.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And then I knew it had to be only a handful of agents. Definitely a shot in the dark, like half my guesses in this game.
Round of applause is appropriate.
Nope.
Maybe not so much for Kelly, who pulled a Nick on that one, unfortunately. Oh, hey.
There it is.
I don't like the jokes about me anymore. Let's do something different.
It's kind of what we do, man.
I know. So that was interesting, B.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done.
Cult stuff.
Yeah, something a little different. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate it. And the multiple choice was a ultimate trivia podcast first. Well, not the first time we had it, but as a whole trivia.
Yeah, I know we've...
But thank goodness.
We've talked about it before. Some people don't like it, but I thought, one, it'd be fun to do because we haven't done it, but two, might be helpful with this topic.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have had a chance.
Yeah.
Like, if I wouldn't have changed it, though, like, my original episode that I had ready was... It'd have been like 2-1-3, maybe. Like,
oh,
I
mean, well.
It was tough. I'm like, that's way too tough. Like, when I looked at it again, I'm like, I think
only Scientology and L. Ron Hubbard would have been the two I would have had, like, without the multiple choice.
Is his name L. Ron? Like, E-L?
No. I thought it was like a letter L.
L. Period. Ron Hubbard.
It's just, you know, it sounds like Elroy.
Scott Fitzgerald.
Exactly, yeah.
Why are you effing Scott Fitzgerald?
What did he do to you? So, V, let me ask you this. Since you're into this kind of thing.
I'm not really...
You seem like you are. Okay. For the question, let's just say you are. You get to lead a cult. What kind of cult would you lead? What's your message or whatever? You're jumping on a spaceship too?
Don't forget we're PG-13, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't say mine.
Yeah.
But you know. The kids don't, but you know.
Let's check some boxes. Is polygamy an option?
Of course.
No.
No.
It's not?
No polygamy.
No polygamy.
All right, about the Nikes. Can we still get Nikes?
Jordans.
Okay, I'll take that.
Is everybody dressing the same?
Ooh.
No, I don't like that.
Okay, I feel like we're just gonna create a cult here right now.
We're creating our own?
As a group.
We're just gonna create.
Well, Ryan, Ryan's the lead of it.
Can we do togas?
Oh, yeah.
So they're all dressing the same.
Cool.
What about Moomoos?
I guess I go with, I'm going to be starting the cult, right? It's my cult. I'm the leader.
Yes.
Snuggies.
It's already going to your head. I can hear it in your voice, the tone.
Yeah, so everybody's bald. We started with that. Everybody is bald.
Everyone has to know. It's real simple.
It's Dave Matthews playing all the time.
Naturally. Dave Matthews. So what else? Only women can join the cult.
Bald women.
Flirty fishing.
Only women can join the cult. That's it. That's the only rule. Well, I might have some other... stipulation.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Only women, and they have to call you Dave. Yeah. Call me Dave Matthews.
Call me Dave.
Two-step on over here.
I'm gonna sing them.
That's how they walk. They all have to two-step.
I'm going to cover some Beatles songs.
That's gold. I like that.
Thank you.
Well played.
I think my cult would be music-related. Like, we would analyze lyrics to songs and somehow apply that.
I feel like we're all beyond my cult.
They mean something.
Forget you.
Right.
They mean something like outer worldly.
Like it becomes the.
It's like your
text.
Bible.
Yeah, it becomes your Bible.
The scripture. The scriptures are lyrics from the 80s.
Right.
What does
Bon Jovi have for us today?
He's living on a prayer.
Living on a prayer.
Man. See, that's what it's called.
People are halfway there.
Yeah.
Cult would be Bad Medicine. That'd be the name of it.
That's far out, man.
That's definitely how you got killing yourselves with Bad Medicine.
Bad Medicine. Yeah. What are they wearing in your music cult?
Oh, a lot of hypercolor.
Daishikis.
Yeah, bright colors. Yeah.
Big hair.
Leg warmers.
Oh, we're going back to like hair metal, 80s, heavy metal.
A lot of eye makeup.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I dig it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
This is great.
All right. Well, B, I think I'll join yours before his, but I have to dress up like a woman, I guess, to get involved in that one.
I might give you a pass.
You need a right-hand man, don't you?
Yeah.
All right. All right, B, thanks for writing that one, and congratulations to the doctor.
Good job, Doc.
Yeah. That's going to do it for this episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. And until then, keep your brain sharp and your bellies laughing.
up, trivia freaks and geeks. We're excited to partner with Warrior Logo Wear, a veteran-owned company bringing you exclusive Ultimate Trivia Podcast apparel. No minimum orders, just high-quality gear so you can rep the show in style. Shop now at theultimatetriviapodcast.com or hit up warriorlogowear.com to see what they can do for you.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.